Applications and digital tools are tremendous allies for conducting laughter therapy sessions in the digital age. They offer a multitude of possibilities to stimulate creativity, promote interactions, and constantly renew exercise and game suggestions. Among the essential applications, we can mention mobile laughter yoga and laugh coaching apps. They propose progressive training programs with guided sessions step by step, video demonstrations, and motivating reminders. It's an excellent support to invite participants to continue laughing on a daily basis between sessions. The laughter therapist can recommend these applications and use them occasionally during sessions, for instance, to initiate an energetic warm-up or conclude with laughter meditation. Social networks are another valuable tool for building a community around laughter. The laughter therapist can create a private Facebook group or a dedicated Instagram account to share inspiring content, fun challenges, and maintain a connection between participants. It's an opportunity to extend discussions and the positive dynamics of the sessions, to collect feedback and encourage independent practice. Live videos or stories can be made to offer mini laughter sessions remotely and maintain motivation. For creating striking visual aids, visual creation tools such as Canva or PictoChart are very useful. They allow for easy design of posters, infographics, or playful and colorful presentations to illustrate the benefits of laughter or explain the session progress. These supports can be shared on social networks, projected during sessions, or printed to decorate the room. They reinforce the visual identity and the attractiveness of laughter workshops. Video conferencing tools such as Zoom or Skype are essential for offering remote laughter sessions. They permit reaching a broader audience, freeing oneself from geographical constraints, and ensuring continuity in cases where physical gatherings are impossible. The laughter therapist must adapt his proposals to this distance format, favoring visual and interactive exercises that perform well on screen. He can use fun backgrounds, launch challenges in breakout rooms, or even invite surprise guests to liven up exchanges. E-learning platforms such as Teachable or Udemy are interesting for creating online laughter therapy programs. The laughter therapist can offer training modules with videos, exercises, and downloadable resources. It's an excellent way to democratize access to the benefits of laughter and generate passive income. Webinars or virtual classes can be organized to maintain direct interaction with learners. Finally, connected objects such as watches or activity bracelets can be utilized to encourage regular laughter practice. The laughter therapist can propose amusing challenges, such as reaching a certain number of minutes of laughter per day or participating in a laughter flash mob at a given time. Tracking data can be shared on a dedicated app to maintain collective motivation and celebrate everyone's progress. The utilization of digital tools requires a certain amount of learning and adaptation for the laughter therapist. It's important to train and seek support when needed to master functionalities and provide a seamless and engaging user experience. The choice of tools must be consistent with one's target audience and positioning. A corporate approach will favor applications with a sleek design, whereas a family audience will be more receptive to playful and colorful tools. In any case, the warm and human dimension must take precedence over technology, which remains a support to the therapeutic relationship. In summary, applications and digital tools offer wonderful opportunities to enrich and extend the laughter therapy experience. They allow for varied support, personalized paths, and maintaining continuity between sessions. Creatively combined with other resources such as Games Module 8.3, Props Module 8.1, or Books Module 8.6, they multiply the possibilities for learning and engagement around the benefits of laughter. The laughter therapist can greatly benefit from familiarizing themselves with these tools to renew their practice and meet participant expectations in an increasingly connected world. Points to remember: mobile laughter yoga and laugh coaching apps offer progressive training programs to continue laughing on a daily basis. Social networks allow for building a community, sharing inspiring content, and maintaining a connection between participants. Visual creation tools such as Canva or PictoChart are useful for designing striking supports that reinforce the workshop's visual identity. Video conferencing tools make distant sessions possible by adapting exercises to the distance format. E-learning platforms offer the possibility to create online programs with varied training modules to democratize access to the benefits of laughter. Connected objects can encourage regular laughter practice through fun challenges and progress tracking. The use of digital tools requires adaptation and must be consistent with the target audience. The warm and human dimension remains paramount. Creatively paired with other resources, digital tools multiply the possibilities for learning and engagement around laughter.